Well, Garcia was very tolerant. He observed a lot. I think he's one of the wiser men on the scene. I'm always impressed by his articulate nature and my stuttering nature. If I can play like him, that's great. I'm happy, but I wish I could speak like him and be conversant in, you know, all these levels. He could talk about anything, art, music, philosophy, Buddhism, and know what he was talking about and have really good points to make and really good conversations. And some of those are up online and you could read them, but just his sense of wonder at the world was amazing. And he didn't necessarily have to take drugs to explore that. He wasn't against it, but he used it as a tool, I think, to open his eyes to, you know, this wonderful world, but that wasn't his only tool. You know, he read, he painted, he appreciated other people's artistry. So that's what I would most like to retain from him, other than anything that had to do with a guitar, his sense of wonder at the world and his delight with the world.
You actually met him and talked to him?
I had a chance to meet him. We were going up to see the Grateful Dead in Eugene, Oregon. It's probably 90 or 92, and our flight stopped at San Francisco Airport. And we had a layover, and my girlfriend at the time noticed that Jerry Garcia was in the gift shop. And she went up and hugged him and got an autograph. And I wasn't going to bother the man. I thought that, you know, enough people went up and yacked at him. But I got to thinking, you know, I might not have another chance to thank him for the music. So I did. I went up and thanked him for all the songs and, you know, that he'd given us all his life. And I said, well, so you're going up to see the band? It was a day early. You're going up, you know, a day early. He said, yeah, otherwise I'd have to travel with a band. And that was kind of a funny joke to me, but, you know, for him to say that. But, you know, and he had that quirky little voice of his. And so, you know, I said, I'm in a band called Cubensis, and he got the joke because Cubensis is a psychedelic mushroom. And I said, we play all Grateful Dead music. And he looked me in the eye and he said, oh yeah, so do we, in, you know, mock surprise. And it just busted me up and it kind of broke the ice. And so we got to talking about his effects and stuff. And he was a great user of guitar effects, you know, distortion boxes, delay boxes, all kinds of boxes that modified the normal guitar sound. Is what made the Grateful Dead so interesting to listen to. But right about that time also, I kind of got stage fright or something, because I realized I was talking to my favorite guitarist and, you know, this hero of mine, and everything just started going right over my head. Everything he was saying, all these tidbits and these secrets that he was telling me about how he set his boxes up and, you know, how he did everything, and it just went over my head. And so I hope I absorbed it on some level, you know, on some deep inner level. But as far as what we talked about that day, I can't remember a doggone word, except for one thing. I asked him how he felt about us playing his music, and he told me, long as you do a good job of it, go for it. And so to this day, I figure that if anybody comes up to me and says, hey, you can't do this, you know, this is somebody else's music, no, I got permission from the man.
I understand that you've also jammed with some of his keyboardists.
Yeah, we've had the great pleasure to have toured with Mr. Vince Welnick, R.I.P. Vince. We met him at a House of Blues show. He was playing with Jazz Is Dead. He was opening for Jazz Is Dead, and we got to talk to him and invited him, you know, as we always do when we meet anybody from the dead, invite them to sit in with us. But he took us up on it and became a three-year, very pleasant experience, where he would come down a couple times a year and sit in with us and do three or four shows at a time. And then approximately, well, I can't remember the year, but the last year he played with us, we actually went on tour together. And we did maybe half a dozen dates up and down the coast. And that was just a great experience to have Vince along. He was a very talented fellow, very funny guy, stories galore. And he would tell us, you know, all the backstage goings-on of the Grateful Dead, and even how they got paid and didn't get paid. You know, just stories you'd never hear except if you heard it from somebody who was there, and it was just wonderful to have. For instance, he told us that sometimes it would be people that would come into their dressing room or their bus or something that wore out their welcome. You know, it was time to have them go. So they had a code word. Somebody would mention Niagara Falls, and that was the key for the security guys to boot the guy. So we adopt that too. Now the secret's out. Everybody will know that if we say Niagara Falls, that they're on their way out the door.
So if I hear Niagara Falls from you, I better conclude this interview, in other words.
I promise not to say it. I promise.
When you're on stage playing something like those guitar riffs in Eyes of the World, I'm picking my personal favorite here, what goes through your head?
It's a strange combination of intense concentration and also completely letting go, because you want the music to well up from within you, but you also technically want to play it well. You have to remember you're playing scales and you're playing in a certain key. So I'm focused on that. I'm listening intently also to the other band members, because what they do is going to affect what I do. And so there's that musical conversation between everybody on stage.
What do you most want people to get from you as a musician, as a human being? The converse of what we're talking about with Jerry Garcia. What should people remember about Craig Marshall of Cubensis?
Well, if I would say just hopefully that they could say that I brought them joy and I brought them some respite from the dreariness of day-to-day activities, you know. People often refer to Cubensis as their church or their sanctuary, you know, their place away from all the troubles of, you know, the world or their personal life. So I hope it to be joyful and healing. If they just talk about Cubensis that way, I'm happy. They don't necessarily need to remember me, just remember that we were all together and we had a good time.
We go to find out that you are the eyes of the world. Hard as it features its homeland and thoughts of its own. We now discover that you are the song that the moon.